From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Government continues structural reforms at APEC meeting. Indonesia and Britain cooperate to support Follow Net Sync 2030 achievement. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Deputy Minister of Finance Wahasil Nazara, while speaking at the 29th APEC Finance Ministers meeting in Bangkok, Thailand, said that Indonesia would find new sources of economic growth and continue structural reforms after COVID-19. He said in a statement on Sunday that Indonesia also implemented three exit strategies, including returning the state revenue and expenditure budget APBN deficit to pre-pandemic levels, obtaining liquidity for the central bank and restoring prudential supervisory policies after tightening due to COVID-19. The 29th APEC FMM was chaired by Thai Minister of Finance Arkom Tanpita Yapaisit amid increasing economic risks such as geopolitical fragmentation, volatility in energy and food prices, supply chain disruptions, weakening economic growth, tightening financial condition and climate change. The Indonesian and British governments signed an agreement on cooperation in the environment and climate, including to support the achievement of net emission absorptions in the forestry and land use sector, or Follow Net Sync 2030. Through this MOU, the two parties aim to develop stronger friendship to realize real and effective climate action in the field, Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya said in a statement on Sunday. The two parties' cooperation was outlined in the MOU Inc. by Nurbaya and British Minister of State for Asia, Energy, Climate and Environment Zach Goldspeed in an event on Saturday. Nurbaya highlighted that the MOU has three special goals. The first goal is to promote cooperation, which aligns with Indonesia's main goal within the FLECTI-UK VPA and Indonesia's ambition to reach Follow Net Sync by 2030. The second goal involves promoting sustainable forest management certification in Indonesia. The third concerns improving collaboration and various best practices to strengthen the capacity of related stakeholders. Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing Basuki Hadi Mulyono said that accommodation for construction workers in the new Capital Nusantara project must become a shared office for all workers. He also asked all workers involved in the new capital construction, including contractor staff, managers and consultants, to live in a single complex to ensure easy coordination. Minister Hadi Mulyono stated on Sunday that his side has commenced the basic infrastructure development for the new capital project, including the construction of the 22 towers of accommodation spaces expected to accommodate at least 15,600 construction workers. The ministry is developing infrastructures within the central government core zone, KIPP, and has completed the construction of 117.8 meters Sepaku Semoy Dam, expected to help control floods and provide clean water for the new capital and Balikpapan City, located south of the new capital. A total of 26 fomepizole drug vials to medicate atypical progressive acute kidney injury arrived in Indonesia on Sunday. This was stated by Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin. The 26 fomepizole drug vials comprise 10 from Singapore and 16 from Australia. He told the press after an event commemorating the National Osteoporosis Day on Sunday. He also noted that the drugs that will help the recovery of acute kidney injury patients are rare drugs. He lauded and thanked the assistance from Singapore and Australia. Earlier, the Ministry of Health announced the 200 vials of injection formoterol drug will be brought to Indonesia to recover 69 patients of a typical progressive acute kidney injury. In a press conference on Friday, Minister Sadikin noted that he has ordered 200 vials of injection formoterol. Each patient is expected to receive one vial with 1.5 gram or 1.5 milliliter injection dose. Formoterol induces an improvement in the patient's symptoms while the condition of other body parts remains stable. Let's move on to the international news, where the 37th Trade Expo TEI recorded transaction of $2.94 billion until the closing of the offline exhibition on Saturday. This was stated by Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan. He said while closing the 37th TEI on Sunday that it is a big figure. He added this transaction value is expected to further increase. The offline TEI was participated by 795 entrepreneurs, 3,000 buyers from 187 countries, as well as 27,000 visitors. The transaction comprises goods and service transactions, daily transaction, business matching, and investment transaction. According to Hasan, the countries with the biggest investment are the Netherlands with $100 million for power supply, $10 million from South Korea for agriculture investment, as well as $1.5 million from Belgium for furniture. The biggest offline transaction throughout the 37th TEI came from India, Japan, and the United States. He is optimistic that the $10 billion transaction target of TEI will be achieved this year. Rishi Sunak looks set to become Britain's next prime minister after Boris Johnson withdrew from the contest on Sunday, saying that although he had enough support to make the final ballot, he realized the country and the Conservative Party needed unity. Johnson had raced home from a holiday in the Caribbean to try and secure the backing of 100 lawmakers to enter Monday's contest to replace Liz Truss, the woman who succeeded him in September after he was forced to quit over a string of scandals. Under pressures in the south of Ukraine, Russia fired missiles and drones into Ukrainian-held Mykolaiv and on Sunday, destroying an apartment block in the shipbuilding city near the front, and said the war was trending towards uncontrolled escalation. Mykolaiv lies roughly 35 kilometers northwest of the front line to occupied Kherson, the southern region where Russia has ordered 60,000 people to flee a Ukrainian counteroffensive to save your lives. Listen and let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on PT Dirgantara Indonesia trains Brunei Air Force pilots to operate the CN-235-110.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights PT Dirgantara Indonesia trains Brunei Air Force pilots to operate the CN-235-110. PT Dirgantara Indonesia, PTDI, provided training to the pilots of the Royal Brunei Air Force, RBAF, to operate the CN-235-110 aircraft. This pilot and flight instructor, Captain Esther Gayatri, in a written statement from the Indonesian Embassy in Bandar Seri Begawan in Jakarta on Friday, said that PT Dirgantara Indonesia is committed to increasing the ability of Royal Brunei Air Force pilots to operate the CN-235-110 aircraft. Captain Esther, who was accompanied by a flight test engineer, said that in addition to improving the pilot's ability to operate the aircraft, the training was also aimed at improving flight safety operations. Previously, last Thursday, Indonesian Ambassador to Brunei Darussalam Sujat Miko had dinner with Captain Esther. The ambassador welcomed the cooperation in the pilot training program between PTDI and RBAF. Ambassador Sujatmiko further said that as a closing neighboring country with similar cultures, Indonesia also wants to offer PT Dirgantara's flagship aircraft product, the CN-235 Maritime Patrol Aircraft, or MPA, a maritime security patrol aircraft in the region to Brunei Darussalam. Recently, PTDI has carried out a flight training program for RBAF pilot captaincy, maintenance, check pilot and flight instructor. The training program took place from the beginning of September until the third week of October 2022. That's Diplomatic Corner.
We begin today in history with an event on October 24th when the United Nations was founded. The United Nations, or UN, was established on October 24, 1945 to encourage international cooperation. This international organization is a replacement for the League of Nations, which was established after the Second World War to prevent the outbreak of the Third World War. At the time of its establishment, the United Nations had 51 member countries, and currently there are 193 members. In addition to member countries, several international organizations and interstate organizations have a place as a permanent observer that have offices at United Nations headquarters, and some are only observers. Let's move on to the event on 1964 about the independence of Zambia. Zambia gained its full independence from Britain on October 24, 1964, after being occupied since 1888. Zambia is a country in southern Africa that has no coastline and is directly bordered with the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Tanzania, Malawi, Mozambique, Zimbabwe, Botswana, Namibia, and Angola. Because it has been under English for a long time, Zambia has used English as the official language until now. We entered in history with the event on October 24th about National Doctors' Day. National Doctors' Day comes from the date of the founding of the Indonesian Doctors Association, ED. ED is a medical professional organization whose leaders and members are only Indonesian doctors. Initially, this organization was named Vereniging van Indische Artsen in 1911. After the independence of Indonesia on October 24, 1950, an association of doctors was officially established under the name of the Indonesian Doctors Association. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
In the house, yo man. Let me tell you something about this song. Check it out.
Tidak perlu pantai jika ingin bersantai. Dengarlah lagu ini lewat headphone yang kau pakai.
Nikmati sambil tanganmu melambai-lambai.
Baru bilang bye-bye, eh sudah sampai.
Gembira,
kau kena.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Trade facilitated the signing of the 24 Memorandum of Understanding and Single Purchasing Statement between Indonesian business actors and trading partners from Malaysia, worth $175.9 million. Minister of Trade Zulkifli Hasan in Tangerang, Banten on Thursday appreciated the Indonesian representative in Malaysia and business actors who have made various efforts to increase export and promotions of Indonesian products to Malaysia. The signing of the trade contract, according to Minister Zulkifli Hasan, shows the trade performance of Indonesia and Malaysia, which continues to increase after the COVID-19 pandemic. The signing includes on food and beverage commodities, tea, herbal drinks, coconut milk seasoning flour, coconut flour, and electric motorcycles. Minister Zulkifli Hasan also explained that in the period of January to August 2022, the total non-oil and gas trade between Indonesia and Malaysia has reached $13.78 billion. When compared to the same period last year, this value has increased significantly, namely 32.3%. Meanwhile, Director General of National Export Development of the Trade Ministry, Didi Sumedi, who was also present to witness the signing, said that the increase in the total value of non-oil and gas trade between Indonesia and Malaysia shows that in the midst of unfavorable global economic condition and product demand from both countries is still quite high. This is also supported by the economic conditions of both countries, which are still quite well maintained. In addition, geographical proximity and demographic similarities are also one of the supporting factors. Didi Sumedi also remarked that the characteristic and culture of people of the two neighboring countries have a direct effect on the increasing demand for various products, especially from Indonesia. He expects this condition to continue to develop so that trade performance continue to increase. Indonesian trade attaché in Kuala Lumpur, Deden Muhammad F.S., stated that in January to August 2022, Indonesia recorded a non-oil and gas trade surplus worth $5.36 billion. When compared to the same period in 2021, the increase this year reached 77.4%. This is something to be grateful for and must also be maintained. According to Deden, various efforts to promote Indonesian products in Malaysia continue to be carried out.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Tersenyumlah Indonesia aku.
Jauh masa depan, kelak suatu hari ku akan menjadi cahaya bagi Indonesia. Ayolah kawan, bersama kita akan harumi Indonesia. Indonesia ku, masa depan yang indah bersama.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Indonesian Wonder, I'm going to take you to Bukit Nato, which is located 7 kilometers from Rantepau, the capital of North Toraja, South Sulawesi Province. It takes about 25 minutes if you drive. Access to Bukit Nato is also easy, because you can use public transportation commonly known as PT-PT or Ojek, which is a motor taxi. To get to North Toraja from Makassar City, you can go by land or air. On Nato Hill, you will see the panoramic beauty of Toraja from a height. After enjoying the beauty of the natural panorama, you can spend time sitting around while enjoying the fresh air typical of the hills. For those who like taking pictures, Bukit Nato Hill offers a number of very interesting selfie spots. Out of the several photo spots in Nato Hill, the Hobbit House is one of the most popular. You can also enjoy the sensation of taking pictures on a rickshaw with a natural background and clouds above an altitude of 1,300 meters above sea level, which has been provided by the manager. If you're not satisfied yet, there are still colorful hammocks as a place to relax or take selfies. Traveling to the hills of Nato, you will also be provided with educational facilities in the form of a reading house, a library designed to look like a natural building in the middle of a forest. There are hundreds of titles ready to read while enjoying the scenery and the surrounding atmosphere. For those who want to spend the night in this area, you can set up a tent. Many tourists spend the night in Nato Hill to see the beauty of sunrise from the top of this hill. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawin tiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdraging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
The next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Ke Pantai Kuta Sambil Melihat Sirkuit. Ke Pantai Kuta Sambil Melihat Sirkuit, which means going to Kuta Beach while seeing circuit. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tourist guide in Lombok. Laras and Dev are in a car on the way from Mataram to Kuta Mandalika Beach. Laras tells Dev that they will visit Kuta Mandalika Beach while seeing Mandalika International Circuit. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika.
Oh, Sirkuit Mandalika dekat Pantai Kuta.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce you some vocabulary related to the topic of the day. I'm going to read it twice and you can repeat after me. Kita, kita, which means we. Akan, akan, which means will. Ke Pantai Kuta, which means to Kuta Beach. Sambil, sambil, which means while. Melihat, melihat, which means seeing. Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika. Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika, which means Mandalika International Circuit. Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika. Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika, which means we will go to Kuta Beach while seeing Mandalika International Circuit. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika. Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika, which means, we will go to Kuta Beach while seeing Mandalika International Circuit. In the sentence, there is the conjunction, sambil, sambil, which means while. It is used to connect two activities that are done at the same time. In the sentence, the conjunction sambil, sambil, which means while, is used to connect the activities kita akan ke Pantai Kuta. Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta, which means we will go to Kuta Beach. And kita melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika. Kita melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika, which means we see Mandalika International Circuit. Besides sambil, sambil, which means while, you can also use the conjunction sembari, sembari, which also means while, to connect two activities done at the same time. Let's listen to the other examples of using the conjunction sembari, sembari, which means while. Saya makan malam sembari menonton televisi. Saya makan malam sembari menonton televisi, which means I'm having dinner while watching TV. Kami minum kopi sembari mengobrol. Kami minum kopi sembari mengobrol, which means we are drinking coffee while talking. Talking about Mandalika International Circuit, it is an international race circuit located in Mandalika Special Economic Zone in Central Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. This circuit became the venue of MotoGP World Championship in March 2022. Well, listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kita akan ke Pantai Kuta sambil melihat Sirkuit Internasional Mandalika.
Oh, Sirkuit Mandalika dekat Pantai Kuta.
Alright, VOA listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Untukmu ku tak berubah, tak berubah, yakin.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Semanggi Surabaya by Tati Wiono. The song Semanggi Surabaya is a keroncong song composed by Espa Dimin in the 1950s. This song is one of the keroncong songs that tell stories about food, a theme that is rarely used. The lyrics of the song are quite simple with a very clear message, which is to show off and explain the food called Semanggi Surabaya. While the food called Lontong Balap Wonokromo is only as a compliment to the poem. What's interesting about the lyrics of Semanggi Surabaya is that the food elements that are written are not common, that are already available in all parts of Indonesia. For example, clover leaves, puli crackers, sprouts, tempeh, and seasonings made from peanuts and sweet potatoes. Alright listener, this is Tati Wiono with the keroncong song Semanggi Surabaya.
Thank you. From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vonews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vonews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.